Yo, 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 we back, episode 5, MK, aka Jeva Scholar, aka a whole bunch of AKAs, got my co-host out here.
Co-host, what's going on, dog? This guy just moved to Witbank, excuse him, guys. What's going on, dog?
Dog, I don't know.
Is it something we should talk about?
No, dog, I don't know.
What's going on?
Kito is in another mood today, so he's been shouting at me this whole time.
I'm on my grow, man.
So today I'm feeling that business. I'm feeling that he's older than me. So
I'm like, don't come here late.
Dog, I've waited for you.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Dog, yo. So, but then, Alice, we back. Otherwise, your episode 5. So, what's up, Kito?
Thanks for the props for episode 4. Yo, we enjoyed it too.
Yeah. That was dope. Episode 4 was dope. Shout out to Fred once again.
Unfortunately, though,
yeah,
you guys didn't give us nothing for episode 5.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't.
We talked about this, hip hop. Come on. What's going on?
Because we're sitting here thinking about what we should be talking about.
I know it's January and all, but like, yo, yeah, we should be back in the swing of it. What is going on, guys?
It's going to take some time, mate. It's going to take some time.
I mean, the parties are dry.
Were they? I didn't go out this month.
I went out to 2 parties. I was at a party last night.
Which one?
Last night, Maria McCloy's birthday party.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Oh, that was dope.
Where was it?
Oh, that was dope. It was by the Sheds. It's somewhere in town. It's not the Sheds. I forgot what that spot is called.
Is it on Fox as well?
Yeah. Okay. It's on Fox, dog.
I think I know what you mean.
It was so live, man. The bar sold out.
Really?
You got to the bar, they're like, we got nothing.
Even your Red Bulls are sold out.
Even Red Bulls are sold out,
damn,
bro. You got nothing but Black Label.
Wait. What? Madame McCloy's party.
Yeah, bro.
Is she that popular?
Come on.
I know her.
Do your Googles, bro. Do your Googles,
I'm just saying, though. I mean, she knows a lot of people.
She put a lot of people on, bro.
I know that. And that's good for people to come back and
DJ
show her
Kio
love.
DJ Kio was playing. Out there.
Dog. That's
you know
epic,
what I'm saying?
Dude.
Real epic. Talk. He dropped a set that was like, whoa.
What was it, house or hip hop?
Yeah, it was a mixture of both, bro.
Yeah.
He was playing like Drake vocals on house songs. I was like,
it was
dope. I was like, huh? You know? But yeah, and then the speedster party was, yo.
Dog, I saw the pictures on social media. Mad FOMO.
Talk about it.
Mad FOMO, dog. Yo, because I went to the one last year. It was epic. Was it also bring your own booze this time?
Yeah, but like some people brought their own like bottles, not booze. They bought bottles. I was like,
of course,
because
remember
like another standard. But Savannah was sponsoring, so they had a bar out there.
Yeah, I saw the umbrellas and all that.
Red Bull was out there too. You know, yeah. Red Bull sound on the roof. You know,
damn, that must have been epic.
And the sets that the DJs dropped, dog.
Who are playing there?
Yeah, everybody, dog.
Everybody.
I didn't even know some of the DJs that were playing. DJ. Put the turn up on hold. Dimples?
Yeah.
Yo, he dropped the set. I was like, yo, is this Dimples? He started his set with Hip Hop, You the Love of My Life.
Damn. So he's...
Yo, I was like, yo, what is going on?
Yo. That FOMO is coming back.
You missed out.
Yeah.
Other than that, though...
It's been dry.
Man.
Besides niggas going to jail and all, but...
Hey.
Set news and all that, dog.
What do you feel about that though?
Let's get to the Mustaf one first. Just get out the way, because I feel like there's anything to talk about there with the Mustaf one. But yeah, he was trying to renounce his US citizenship. I think maybe he was trying to move here permanently or something.
I have no idea what he was doing. All I heard about is like a world passport.
Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea what that is, bro.
So he's a world citizen.
I'm like, yo.
I'm Mustaf, dog.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah. I have no idea what happened there. I even did it on purpose. I didn't even read anything about it because I was like, yo,
you were
this
just
is
not,
none of my business.
All right, this is none of my business. I went into it because my little sister called me and was like, yo, Mustafa's arrested. I'm like, damn. So I went on, it's like, I saw this thing about world passport. And I'm thinking, like, what's a world passport like? Is he a world citizen?
Dog.
What's going on?
Hey, bro.
Hey, man, that's what it
These
is.
These things happen, bro.
Yeah, and moving on to something that's a bit...
But his No More Parties in SA was kind of cool.
He's?
His No More Parties in SA.
Yeah?
it was kind of cool.
Oh, that yeah. The voice thing.
Cool. Yeah,
the voice
was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of,
It wasn't dope. It was kind of cool.
I thought he's quitting rap, like.
Yeah, but like, apparently after the next coming album.
The next coming album.
Yeah, he's got an album coming out. And then he's like,
ah, dog, we'll see even if it comes out, dog. Because he made a lot of music with a lot of cats locally. And from 2013, nothing has come out besides that Petit Noir remix.
Yeah.
But then besides that, nothing has come out. So,
I mean, if it's like 2013.
It's like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
that's when he first moved.
I don't know if you want
your
2013 bars coming out.
Ah,
unless they're that strong.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
because you can't be, you probably won't be on the same issue you were on.
Exactly, if they were situational at that point,
yeah.
And then situations have changed now.
You
then,
know,
ah, but we'll see, doc. We'll see whatever comes out, doc. It's
but the big one right now.
The big one, doc. I don't know. You should go first on this.
You know, I was looking at my news feed.
I think the news broke on Saturday, the past Saturday. What, on the 23rd?
I don't know when it broke, bro.
I think it was the 23rd. I was going on the 23rd.
I don't know. I saw it like on Noisy. I was like, yo.
Yeah, I saw it on Noisy too.
Then it's real talk. If it's on Noisy, I was like, yo. Yeah. Then it's real talk.
So it's a lot about us if we're not seeing it on Slick and sing it on Noisy, dog.
Hey, bro.
Hey, yeah.
But like, yeah. Hey, bro.
I get what you're saying, but it was all over, though. It was all over. After that Noisy, I saw it on Cool Out as well. I saw it on.
Ish.
Yeah. So what do you have to say about that? Oh, by the way, we're talking
I don't
about,
know what happened.
We're talking about the Malum Cool Cat situation.
I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened?
I don't know what happened. Smitso is usually a cool guy, though.
He is.
I don't see Smitso forcing himself. But I can't say he didn't, because like he pled guilty. You know?
Ah, damn.
So yeah. But you know how those plea bargainings go. Like,
yeah, because you know, like, they're like, yo, if you don't plead guilty, yeah, this and that.
If it goes to court, you could face
you
10
can
years.
Face 10 years. Well,
just take this, like, just take this 5 years and 5 months and four.
Usually state lawyers,
you know,
do that shit that to people, yeah.
I mean, it's not like, he probably had just a state lawyer.
I know, because it's only
like
with Citrim and them. They probably hooked them up well.
Yeah.
Damn, but that's sad, though. Do you know what scares me the most, Doc? It's from now, it's nobody's gonna want to touch him, like in terms of endorsements.
You think so?
Because I know internationally people do this kind of stuff and then they come back, but locally it's, I think this is bigger than.
Okay, let's break it down, because who are his corporate sponsors right now that you think will back away?
Does he have sponsors though? Besides, I only know like Nike, Red Bull.
Yeah, that's,
those are like his close affiliations,
yeah,
that come to mind now. Yeah. But besides that, I don't know. Who does he have anybody else?
I don't think so.
He's never been that guy.
I think they've approached.
They've approached.
And he's turned down. He's
I've
like,
heard
yo,
that too, that
you
he's
know,
he's not one.
He's renowned for turning Ish down.
Yeah.
You know?
So but then what scares me now is like nobody's gonna. But then he's never been about that, so yeah. And in terms of getting bookings overseas, you know how over
this that's year, the scary part.
Yeah.
That's the Euro- scary
European
part.
Countries, as soon as they book him, people will have sit-ins,
yeah,
protesting and whatnot. Like,
you think,
why?
You think why he's that big to have protests, though? Because I know when he's coming back to South Africa, yo, the feminists are waiting. Are
I know waiting. The feminists. Yeah, that's
waiting.
True. That's
somebody
true.
Was
that's
like, yo, Simpiwe Dana's probably waiting. Oh, wow. Just waiting for, okay, Malum Cool Cat to walk down to be on some
dog-ish. I think this is where he will need that good PR to sweep this whole thing under.
Nah, I think.
Don't you think?
I think he must just be honest. Like,
yes,
he must just keep it funky. Like, he must just
he
be honest.
He must, but then you have that good PR as well.
Because I don't think he was in his right mind when it happened.
It's, yeah, you could say.
He, dare I say, he was probably on something he's not used to being on. You know what I'm saying? He's out in like,
in a
you
foreign
know,
country,
you know, and they're like, "Yo,
they're like,
try
this, is
this
what's
thing,"
on,
you
yeah.
know, like,
and then it gives you, this, know? You know,
it gave him a vibe,
you know,
it's the vibe,
it's the vibe,
it gave him vibe,
it's
you know,
vibe.
And he started thinking to himself, "Yo, I got to get me a young Betty."
Who's this chick, though?
I have no idea, dog. Apparently, but she's an artist.
She's
as
an
well.
Artist too. Yeah, I had that. Who is she?
I don't even want to know, bro. I'm just saying.
I just
sad.
Hope it's not one of those that he caught in the middle. it's maybe beefs, Australian beefs, and then they try to sabotage his people in Australia.
Nah, I doubt it. Nah. Nah, bro.
I mean, just a conspiracy theorist like
just
that.
Just make it bigger than it is, bro. If it was that big, trust me, he'd be on like, yo, they'd be grandstanding, dog. Like, because they, even on their side, it's like, it seems a little hush-hush.
Yeah.
You know?
Is he doing a month, really? Like,
that's, yeah, I hear he's going to sit for a month out there.
Ah, that's sad, dog.
I mean, it's better than a year. It's better than 10 years.
It is, dog. It is better than anything more than that, dog.
And like, we can't be on some, oh, just because we know the guy, it's cool.
It's you not, know? Dog.
If he did it,
yo, it's not cool, dog.
Yeah. Yo, like, you know?
Because, yeah, dog, I'm even imagining now him going out now, like, because it's if you're a nobody and then you do this and then you go to a club, nobody knows what you've done.
Yeah, that's
but I think if for him now when he, yeah, dog, people are gonna be funny now.
I'm actually interested, like, when he comes back, is it gonna be like, yo, welcome back, home,
welcome
bro,
back, because I saw some things on social media, free OK Malum Cool Cat.
Yeah, like, I saw free 100K Makassar.
Yeah, free. I'm like, yo, but I didn't take a stand on this.
Yeah.
Cause I was just like,
yeah, I don't know though. I don't know.
It's sad what's happening. It's,
you know, the thing is like, if you, I've got sisters.
Same here. I've got a sister.
You know, if someone was to creep in their room and like, you know, bro, that's like, yo, bro. Like, if that happened,
there's
yo.
And you have to think about it like that. What if it was my sister? Blah blah.
But
blah.
With that said, I'm like, I know, dude, and dude is not that guy. That's why I say he was probably on something he's not used to being.
You know
on.
Him better. You should, yeah. But I don't know, dog. I just feel like it's sad. It, like, I haven't said anything about this thing until today, dog. Because I just feel like it's. It was surprising, dog. It was like, yo.
I can't even like support people when they say, yo, free the homie.
Oh, I'm not saying let him stay in jail.
Or what is the homie doing? Like, I haven't said nothing.
Exactly, though. That's me too, as well. I'm just like, it don't pass. I'm not trying to be funny, but it won't pass.
Let's go to music, because like, this is making me sad, yo. Check out Aries.
Check out Wusa. Yeah, Wusa. We're now tuned in to the very best. The very, 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 very best. It's Aries, in case you didn't know. 9-7 till infinity. Recognize the bridge all the way. Okay. All right, let me get it. I be like, Sawara, I know you got it. So chill. Sawara, I know you got it. Bo. Sawara, I know you got it. Your body just bodied every other body in this party, and it. I like the way that you dance, and I like the way that you move. For real, goddamn. I heard that you got a man. I'm hoping you say it ain't true. For real, goddamn. I get it, you a couple years older. I see you turned up, semi souls. How you heard about me, now you can't say no. Well, I get funny, I got women coming in twos. I'm something like Noah, but hold up. That was just a young pickup line before I picked you up in something like a rover. That biggie, I didn't meet her, so I'm not really the owner. But we could do it in the backseat like Rosa. Don't pass on a sati juca. Usa. Baby girl, take it easy. Something like woo. Sawara, I know you got it. Yeah, Sawara, I know you got it. Still, Sawara, I know you got it. Your body just bodied every other body in this party, and it. I hope you can't screw your plans, cause I got some shit we could do. For real, goddamn. We might take a pic for the gram, but this is between me and you. For real, goddamn. You know that real killers move in silence, and you fresh to death, I'm fly, jet private. Your walk is such a problem, and I ain't tryna solve shit. The way you talk make a real hater volume long quick. And I like it when you do them like that. Ain't nobody else could do them like that. Yeah, you got it like that, girl. Or you make your own cash, well, I let them know you own that, yeah. Don't buy sana sati juca. Woosa. Yeah, baby girl, take it easy. Something like woosa. Alright. Woosa. Put you on, shawty, I'ma put you on. Go ahead and show it off.
Ricochet, hit your brain, split your frame. Kill a game in this campaign when the beat drops. I'm a killer lane, kill a pain in your way. Nigga, what you saying in my lane?
Every time the beat drops, yeah, the fact remains. Haters gone, friends play. We the greatest anyway. Whether it's a beat or a record made to accelerate, your friends are made from eternal pain.
Every time the beat drops, beat drops, beat drops, beat drops.
From Tanisa, I clap a rapper for they nonsense. Backslap a cat bed for thinking they can mash my conscience. Huh, mash game set, you all messing with the conqueror. The fact remains that I stay cracking they thermometers. Blow, think maybe they are onto us now. My pen crazy in my arsenal, wow. I've been lazy but I'm topping the crowd. Like Slim Shady in a car full of clout. I dim hazing from the follicles now. Been a dope rapper, dangerous from the beginning. Killer flow snatcher with a verse I wrote when I was singing. Spin you more faster than the dope that you've been killing. Dressed in all black, I'm all strapped, the rest of y'all can feel it. Send a call back, I'll be there to slap you silly. Manufactured Billy, bang you back to cities when you acting pretty. Shit, nigga lover call me huge. Every time the beat drops, you know you bound to lose.
Every time the beat drops, lyrics ricochet, hit your brain, split your frame. Kill a game in this campaign when the beat drops. I'm a killer lane, killer pain in your way. Nigga, what you saying in my lane?
Every time the beat drops, yeah, the fact remains. Haters gone, princely play. We the greatest anyway. Whether it's a beat or a record made to accelerate, your friends are made from a turtle place.
Every time the beat drops, beat drops, beat drops, beat drops.
About time the sun came up and the stars could outshine. Outside I function with large fabric of nice guys, but inside I'm an evil slim guy with a windpipe on the pedestal. Let your fellas know that I've been nice. My mama birthed the Machiavelli on the booth. I'm a butcher with machetes on the loose. Fuck a matey if she's cute. Whether Rusty or she's 1632, whether Fusty or a slender made for huge. I'm a man that's in the groove. Niggas ain't seen Punani since birth. To them a sex scene is Babylon. Worse, I'm just here to rock the party. Lottie Dottie's on top. Eating sushi off her body, talking lunches on her. Pussy cats, niggas, and it's far beyond worse. How they skip the beat, I tell them that's how cardio works. See them Peters, I wanna pee, you're not in your girl. I'm like Jesus as a fetus that can govern your world.
Every time the beat drops, lyrics ricochet, hit your brain, split your frame. Kill a game in this campaign when the beat drops. I'm a killer lane, killer pain in your way. Nigga, what you saying in my lane?
Every time the beat drops, yeah, the fact remains. Haters gone, princely play. We the greatest anyway. Whether it's a beat drops or a record made to accept. Your friends are made from a turtle place.
Every time when the beat drops, beat drops, beat drops, beat drops, beat drops.
Yeah, we drop a bomb, hailing for the streets, dog. Yeah, we got a song. Every time the beat drops, yeah, we drop a bomb, hailing from the streets, dog. Yeah, we got a song. Yeah, arsenic, huge. What up, Casper? Yeah, 16 dirty, all the way to PDA, all the way, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Arsenic, 414, come on. Out.
Yo, we back. We back. We back. Yo. That was Casper featuring Arsenic and Huge.
That was not Casper Nieuwves.
Not Casper Nieuwves. Casper the producer.
That sucks for him though.
It does, eh? And I'm sure he was Casper way before.
I don't know, but like, he needs to get a new name.
He was, but his Casper is with one S, not a double S.
Yeah, that doesn't help because when that guy was like,
I know, in his defense,
it's Casper.
Though.
I'm like,
and it's not Casper in your vest, yeah. Not Fill Up the Dome.
And that beat it just doesn't sound Fill Up the Dome-y.
Why are you hating on that beat?
No, I'm not hating on it. It's just a proper boom bap. It's like 90s boom bap.
Yeah, that's
like,
true. That's true. That's true. He's got Arsenic and Huge, though. I can understand why he made this beat. I found out about this guy, Casper, when he made this remix of Cybot on SoundCloud. In fact, Otis put me onto him. He was like, yo, this guy, Casper. He goes by Casper SGI on SoundCloud. So,
let's just call himself SGI. Casper. SGI, dog.
Hey, yo. That's me too.
SGI, dog.
So I can distinguish.
I
can distinguish.
I don't even know what SGI stands for, but like SGI, yeah?
It's probably a golf. Golf SGI. I don't know.
You see now, eh? now you're hating on Casper now. It's probably a golf dog. It's probably a golf dog.
GTI SGI.
Why can't it be something like Audi or something like a VM, like
a Golf 7.
Golf. No, dog. And your face, your expression.
You trying so hard to make me look like a hater at this point, dog. Yo, but then before that, there was Aries with Wusa.
Yeah. But you were talking about, like, he did a remix for Cybot.
He did a remix for Cybot. It was too sick. And then from that,
which
Cybot song? Fuck, it skips my mind. But yeah, I think he did the one for, as well as the, you remember there was a campaign with Cybot and Rick Rick for Captain Morgan.
Oh yeah.
He did that one too. He did a remix to that one, and another Cybot joined. Which was better than the one.
Been getting beverage money, yo.
Who?
Cybot.
That's the thing with Cybot, dog. These cats are just chilling, and then money just, and then they're not even out there like that, dog. Cybot is the guy who produced Mswenko Fontaine for Poison Bugs, for those that don't know.
He even did that Castle Light thing, Ziyabanda.
Yeah, Ziyabanda. But that shit was weak, though.
I don't know, bro.
Nah, I know.
Weak or not, he got paid.
He got paid. That's what. Yeah, we can't take that away from him. But even if you listen to Stilo's mixtape, Ziyabanda is the weakest.
Yo, Ziyabanda is the weakest. The point.
Yeah, Ziyabanda, I'm not probably taking away from anything.
Ziyabanda probably made the most money out of all those songs.
I know.
Just because it was paid for. Castle Light was
and made from ice. And made from ice. Yeah.
So he's been eating. I remember there was a time when he had a billboard just after the Smith off ramp.
Yeah, and for his in town on the M1, M1 South. Yeah, that was for Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull. And
Arc Ice. That was for the Arc Ice EP.
Yep,
2014. If my memory serves me right. Yep. Yeah, but they put that for everyone. Whenever Red Bull does an EP.
Yeah, but like he's got left, right, and center, dog.
I know. I'm not taking anything away from Cybot.
I'm not cool with that, yo. I'm hating. Why are they hating Cybot? Are they painting on the same canvas? I'm not hating on him.
Yeah?
Why are they using the same people?
What do you mean? I don't follow.
Captain Morgan, Cybot. Castle Light, Cybot. Red Bull, Cybot.
That's true.
That's true.
I know, dog. Red Bull. Like what I was saying, dog. Like the last time, everybody has their own people, dog. Like we know with Red Bull, I'm not hating on Red Bull. Red Bull have their own people.
That's
dog.
Cool. That's cool. I get that.
But then it's the same thing, dog.
But when it's the same people for everything.
Ah, dog. Park. So what if he's endorsement friendly, dog? That goes for Cooley as well. You know, Cooley's all over, dog.
Okay, Cooley's a different story, bro.
How?
Cooley rips like. You know, like he's a success story, you know, all that. People who drink Captain Morgan, do they know Cybot, dog?
So the problem
here, I'm not hating on him. I love Cybot.
Wait, if she's saying Cooley's a success story, is it because Cybot maybe is not from poverty or something?
No. You're getting it twisted. Does he have like a public persona that he has to uphold?
But bear in mind, for the Captain Morgan one, he was not the face. Ricky was.
That's granted.
Yeah,
same and then, thing with the Castle Light one.
That's he was granted. Not the face.
Even Red Bull, his face wasn't on there.
He had
you
a mask on.
His face. He always has a mask on.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, there's other producers, bro. There's Instro, bro.
I know. Shout out to Instro.
You know.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, dog. But.
Yo, I
don't see a problem with this, dog. I don't see a problem with this.
You don't?
I don't.
I'm not calling it a problem. I just have like grievance with it. Like when everybody's using the same people.
Give me another situation besides the Cybot one.
Let me think. I'd have to think about it long and hard. I'd have to think about it long and hard.
But can we speak about Kalawa?
Speak about Kalawa? I don't know what I want to speak about.
Apparently they sold.
Sold what?
They sold it. Like I think it's half or all of it.
So who?
Some thingy that Sony owns. I think Sony Universal. I saw it in the papers this week. I think on Monday or Tuesday.
Yo, that's crazy.
It's not confirmed because in the paper they're saying that when they wanted word from Kalawa, they denied.
Which paper was this?
What's is it Sowetan? I think Sowetan. Dog, I was at the shop waiting for food. Don't judge me. And I was paging through it.
Seabed Bank. You're gonna come with that. Your sauce is also wasted.
No, it's not even that. Talker is yo. What I'm just saying. But so Wu-Tang is quite a reputable paper.
You didn't do your Googles after that. Like you're like yo.
Ah, dog.
And then you're gonna say it now on our podcast. Now people are gonna look as funny style when it's not true.
What if it's true though? What if it's true though?
You don't think if it's true?
Give me a benefit of the doubt here.
Okay, I'll give you a benefit of the doubt.
Because you know nothing about this.
I have no idea. And yes.
If we take the fall, I'll take the fall alone.
Okay.
If it's false, I'll take the fall with Sowetan.
I'm cool with that.
The people's paper, that's cool.
But I'm still on my like corporates need to like, yo, I don't, maybe I'm saying.
But what let's just say it's true. What do you think about this whole thing if they really sold? Like
good for them if they sold for a good price.
I think it's 50 million. The paper saying 50 million.
I don't think 50 million is enough.
I also yo, because they talking about 5 partners and
yeah, I don't know.
50 is not enough.
And also like
if maybe they're not taking the, I don't know, but I think it includes the whole catalog.
Yeah, so you see that's
50 million is not enough.
If we knew what it entails, what the deal entails, if they're just buying a name, then it's whatever.
Why would you just buy a name though?
Because yo, you buy a name and you buy the stable, but the masters stay with the people that were there when they did it.
I think maybe that's why it's at 50 mil,
you know.
Yeah, because that's what I thought as well. I'm like, damn, so the masters are gonna go to different people, blah blah blah, but
you know,
I doubt.
So if that's the case, and like them telling people would be whack. Like if I was a person buying Kalawa, I wouldn't tell people, because Kalawa is like the brand of Kalawa is the people.
It's the people. As soon as we find out that yo, it's this other people.
Yeah, if I'm like yo,
it doesn't seem legit anymore.
It's Steve Charles or you know, yeah. Like some.
And then Professor comes on saying Kalawa, or AB Crazy says that, sings that, and we're like, so you're chanting that man's thing, you know?
Yeah, like, that kind of has a disconnect. Cause like for me, Kalawa stands for like yo,
the people, man,
independence. That made it, dog.
I think it's the most successful independent label locally.
I wouldn't know, but like, I wouldn't know if you can still call
Urban. Urban, I think. What are you saying? Do you think it's a thingy now?
Nah, I wouldn't know who's the most successful.
But what are you saying? We can't call it an indie anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I can call it indie anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Because like
it's big now. Their that's deals, true. I get what you're saying.
Deals are like proper, you know. It's like they release on a major scale.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. But yeah, they sold, man. Like it's not an L per se, but
nah, it's not an L at all. It just depends on like the terms of the deal. That's all it depends on. Because like if Oskido and them feel like yo, what we started was dope, but right now this is not where I want to be,
it's done.
And it's cool for it's them. Cool. Like personally, I would like them just to dissolve it, like just to be honest. Yo, Kalawa was shutting
but
down.
They're on a good run now, dog.
They've been on a good run. When was they didn't have days off, bro.
I'm just saying though,
they've never had days off.
I'm just saying, I get what you're saying, but yo, even now they're still maintaining, they still have that,
dude,
they're still on. There's never been a summer since I was born without Kalawa.
You see what I'm saying,
dog? It's and for them to just say it like them dissolving it, why are they dissolving it? Everything is going well for them. Well, at least in our eyes.
And it's when is hip hop gonna get like an indie like that, dog?
I don't know, dog. I don't know. Cause things with hip hop, dog, as soon as you think that there's one stable, at one point Motif looked like it was they had
Toomey. Looked like it was gearing up.
Had Toomey, and then they put Ricky on. They had, who do they have on as well? Who's that guy they dropped later?
Perfecto.
They had Perfecto. Like yo,
did they drop him?
Yeah. Was he not dropped?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he was dropped.
I haven't heard anything.
I stand to be corrected, but I think he was dropped from Motif. Yeah. But then as I'm saying, Motif looked like that, and then Ricky jumped ship, Perfecto got dropped, and then it was just Reason and.
But even Reason right now is not like. He's not saying Motif don't sleep all week like he used to.
He's not. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Because he even said in songs that there's a song where he speaks about him and Doomy not speaking, and it's labeled things, but yo, what I'm saying is it looked like that, but in hip hop, cats are most likely to jump ship, like, you know. Look at Max, for instance.
Maybe Cash Time might be
Cash Time might be.
Might be. Because right now, they I finally listened to
is it not too
three quarter
to
pace. I finally listened to three quarter
how is
pace.
It?
Dope. His raps are dope.
But?
And there's no but. Yeah. Like, his raps are dope.
Yeah.
I just would have preferred, like, better beats.
Better beats.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like.
The beats. I get what you're saying. It's not really like what's out there now.
Yeah, exactly.
So what?
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds old.
Sounds
my
old. Yeah, it's a proper hip hop. If those kids are looking for proper hip hop, like
I wouldn't.
An inverted commas.
I don't even care. Like the, because like the one thing I took away from that project is that Kid X is a way better rapper than Cash Time puts out.
Yeah, because he dumbs it down for Cash Time.
It seems like I don't even know if he dumbs it down for Cash Time or the singles that are put out, or yeah, you know,
dog, because
like, he's
straight from the inter, dog.
He's a way,
yo, he's a beast,
like,
yo.
He's a way, like, he's proper. It's he's not even like on some, oh, yo, okay, he's kinda ish,
yeah,
you know, dog. That's cool. No, that
he
that
raps.
Dude raps.
Renek English, he kills it,
yeah, bro. So I was like,
both
impressed.
Ways, dog. And one thing they did, you know, it came out for free when it did 500,000 on Datafile. And then after that, they digitally remastered it and then put it on iTunes. It's up for sale now on iTunes. Why are you laughing at that?
Yo, bro. It's just what? Is what it is. It just is what it is.
What?
I don't know.
Do you think,
man,
there's anything wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. Mm. I just don't think it makes sense. You've already done half a mil.
Mm.
If you put it on iTunes, you're trying to do what?
Get what you're saying.
Did you shoot videos? Did you put any
songs? Yeah, there's
on
one
video.
There's one video for the third track. It's pardon my in my thing in my pronunciation. Smadlane Yokten or something.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, bro.
It's on TV, dog. It's on TV.
I've seen it. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's
did you,
not.
Did
dope.
You get cut off, dog? What's wrong? Why did you see? Did you at least see the Juice Bag video?
The the remix.
What
yeah.
do you think about that?
It's alright.
It's alright. It's is it? What's more alright? It's even worse. It's who's homeboy? Thing, man. Homeboy who's hot now?
MT.
Yeah, MT. His roll up video. I was disappointed by it.
Which one? The remix?
The remix. Why? Was disappointing. I just feel like it could have been better, man. It's nothing exactly that I can pinpoint, but it's... Nah, it could have been better, man.
So you like the Juice Bag remix video more?
Yeah, the Juice Bag one. It's yeah, it's cool. It's alright. It's... Yeah. And then the... You're thinking, Kitsu was right. He predicted this. I'm gonna give you shine for this. Don't get big.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but...
Yo, don't just co-sign. Don't just co-sign this. Yo, but then the Pearl Twisty, you played me the song last month.
Remember?
Yeah, he was saying that he should be the next single, and it is. And they
see
shot the
I'm
video.
Saying?
Yo, Pearl Twisty's hot. I just had to put that out there. She's hot. She's in the video as well. Why?
In this podcast, in the 5 episodes, including this one.
Yeah.
You've been the one who's been like, yeah, that girl is hot. That girl is hot. That girl is hot.
I just appreciate
it. I can't wait till we get like a female guest in here.
I talk, why?
Because you seem distracted by the But yeah, I'm glad they're making that the single. They played it at Speedster's party and it got crazy.
MT is the one right now, dog. MT is the one. And yo,
his album is.
Yeah,
his album is.
Yeah, it is. It is dope. It is.
Do you think Nasty C is gonna surprise?
How?
Like if he drops like a really dope album, which I think he can. I have no
and
doubt.
And he probably
he can.
Will.
I have no doubt that he can, because that Price City mixtape, which you still haven't heard.
Yeah, I still haven't. Like, I'm letting it mature like good wine. Like, I'm letting it mature.
Letting it mature like good wine means you've got it.
Yeah,
do
I've
you
got
have it.
It? Yeah, yeah.
Yo, dog, come on. What's wrong with you today, man? Come on. Yo,
come on, get it.
Yo. But yeah, like, I really think he can.
But he raps, though. I've heard a couple of songs.
No, he.
he raps.
He does rap.
But do you know this thing? He talks about women a lot.
What's wrong with that?
I was thinking because he's so young, dog. What have you seen with women?
Like, you see, that's what I'm trying to talk about. Like, he raps, but like I'm struggling to find out like what is his story gonna be about. Like, it's like,
yeah,
yo. The thing is too,
but yo, bear in mind that
Illmatic was done like
Mobb Deep as well. They were 19. Yeah, he's 19 as well now.
Yeah.
So we'll see, dog. We'll see. I'm sure he'll have something.
But the thing
is, bear in mind now, he's gonna have a lot of things to say because he's getting bars now. He's on the come up.
But
like, I'm
that's
sure.
just what I mean.
Do you feel like that's
the MT? MT came out and he dropped an album.
Yeah.
And then it was like way bigger.
Yeah.
You know, Nasty C is big already.
Mm.
You know. So I'm just interested in like what's the album gonna be about. Like, I don't want like your
is
debut
he signed?
Album. Not that I know of. I know he's affiliated with Casper's Click. What's that? Family Tree.
Family Tree.
Yeah.
Do you think that's good? That's a good move.
I mean, yo, man.
You mean what?
Friendships are good because like that friendship with Ricky Rick, Anati, and Casper.
Mm.
Is helping Casper out quite a lot.
It is.
Quite.
It is. It is.
Quite a lot.
How was the album though? Casper's album?
I didn't listen to it. I told you I'm not going to listen. I listened to the first album from Casper and I was like, nah, bro.
Yeah. That for me too as well. I was like
nah, bro.
I'm cool. But then I had Cooking in the Kitchen. I was disappointed by that too. The song with the game. But Limp Beats is it's a dope song. Limp Beats is a dope
song. It's a really dope song. Like,
but I don't understand. Did you feel like Ricky should have been on it? Does he fit?
He was.
He is.
He was.
Do you think it's a?
You see, that's what I'm saying about this friendship thing.
Exactly.
You're just helping the homie.
I think
because if you think about it,
I think
Ricky's verse is talked about.
Yeah,
Ricky's verse is talked about.
Exactly.
But he stole that song.
Exactly. Casper just being Casper alone would have sufficed on that one.
I don't know.
I think the beat would have dog. No, man.
The beat and the hook helps him.
Yeah, the beat and the hook, that was enough.
But I don't know.
But
then
that's what Casper has always been about, the beat and the hooks.
Nah, like, you know
what more do you want from Casper?
You know what Casper's about. You know what Casper's really about?
Mm.
Where he shines for me.
Mm.
That guy, that hood guy who likes to have fun.
Yeah.
That's where he shines for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like in that song, whose song is that? DJ Milkshake. I don't care what you drink.
I gonna die.
You see, you're already saying his ad libs, dog.
Yeah.
It's like that song, he's like, I enjoy Casper on that song. What's that line he says?
You
see.
But you understand what like his Fusek, what you're saying is applies to what like his Fusek verse means to me. Like it's an enjoyable verse, dog. He just out there being careless and whatnot, being a hood guy, having fun, couple swiper more, like you know, things like
you
that,
see,
dog.
Things like that, like for me, like I love it when he
so
does that.
What do you have that like, what does he do that you don't like?
He must know his lane. Know your position, bro.
Know your position. Stay in your lane.
Yo, stay here. If you're playing back line, don't come up like trying to be a striker, dog.
Nah.
You know?
Nah.
When Deuce say, like, yo, if we talk about bars,
yeah,
you can't hang. Don't be on some, what y'all talking about?
Dog.
And then bring out
you're
like,
gonna get tested and then it's gonna look
otherwise.
You know,
it's just gonna get awkward.
It's just gonna get awkward. Just like that Young Thug freestyle. Like, he shouldn't have done that. So, yo, just do you, man. Like, we've accepted.
Yeah, like,
we've accepted, Casper.
It's cool. Like, not everyone is going to be like...
Yeah, we've
you don't
accepted.
Have to be a battle rapper.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a bars guy.
No.
You don't have to be like, you know, like, it's
we've
just...
accepted, Casper. We've accepted. It's cool, yo. Do that, all that other stuff.
You know?
That other stuff.
But keep that Habashi stuff coming.
Yeah,
like, I love that
But
ish.
Everything else.
You know, because, like, when that stuff plays in the club, you're like,
exactly.
And I can tell in the hood they love that ish.
Of course they do.
They love that ish.
Of course they do. Of course they do. But then everything else, dog, yo.
And by the time he wakes up, Ricky's gonna be like surpassed him because Ricky's like,
Yeah. Because Ricky's on, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ricky might be, in my opinion, Ricky might be the next one.
The next one to be like, how?
Like, he's big right now,
mm-hmm.
but I can see him getting bigger.
That's true. There's a lot of potential in him.
I can see him getting
potential and skill, everything.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
I can see him get to a point where they're like, it's either going to be three of them. You know, right now it's like, oh, the great debate. Caspar, AKA. I can see Ricky being like, oh.
In that three, in the top three.
Yeah.
Did you hear the new Questa featuring Casper?
Nah.
I also haven't heard it.
I haven't been on the streets that much. I saw El Tito drop the song with...
Wait, what's the thing with El Tito? Is he still El Tito? Didn't he change his name to 16V?
I don't know, dog.
You see why he's falling on stage?
I was right there when he fell, dog.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah, it's because he's changing names and whatnot. So, yo, El Tito 16B, come on, dog. Yeah. Yo.
He did a song with WTF, so I'm interested to hear how that sounds.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw something about that.
I'm interested to see how that sounds.
Yeah. Because even those two guys that drove with him look like they're from WTF. You know when he's on stage, there's two guys that
do. No, they don't.
They don't. Who is WTF? Which ones are they?
No Moose.
Yeah, don't they have dreadlocks and whatnot?
So, just because they
ratchet,
have
ratchet, like, ratchet, ratchet.
Just because they have like...
Ah, dog, let's go to some music, dog. Aye.
Thank you.
Yo, we back. We back.
Why do you always tell them?
Actually, just so maybe somebody thinks we only starting now, dog. Yeah. You don't know if somebody's walking in the middle of our conversation. Yeah, you know. But then, yo, that was Otis and Nick with I'm Sleep. Dope tune. Well, we can expect a lot more from Otis this year. Another EP coming out. He's working with his Nick guys, a young cat. Plays saxophone and all that. So a lot's going to come for, in terms of bass this year. A lot's going to come. Yeah. And then secondly, we had the good doctor, Dr. Spicy, one half of Daddy Paraffin.
Spicy.
Dr. Spicy, Poison Bugs with a Star Is Born, A2, the Star Is Born. His mixtape, The Gemini, I think it was Sleep Done, dog. Hard. If you're a fan of electronic music or whatever, dog, it's, if you loved Daddy Paraffin, like, yo, Daddy Paraffin, 2012 Daddy Paraffin, I think this one is for you. It came out last year. He had a launch at Dope Store in town, Joburg. It was dope, dog. It was dope. Even this mixtape as well, it's dope. I love it, dog. I just feel like it's not getting a lot of love, dog. Like,
he put he's been quiet as well, though.
That's what you're saying is quiet, because he put this out and then it's like he didn't even put it out. Those that know, know, and those that don't, don't.
But I guess that's, I don't know if he's trying to.
I like it, though.
It's dope. But I don't know if he's trying to be like mainstream or like, yo, look at me.
Yeah.
You know?
But then what I'm saying is if you like what you just heard now.
Yeah. Go check that out.
Go check that out. That's the one, dog. Because
that could have easily been like punted by the Red Bulls. Because his click is.
He put it out solely, like alone. But you know? I think it's not a data file host link. I think it's a Google thingy. It's a Google Drive link.
See.
So that's gonna be hard to find. Unless you can just tweet him, if you're friends with him on Facebook, you can just holler at him.
Creep in his DMs, like, yo.
Yo.
You know?
Do that. Slide into the DMs.
Yeah. Slide into the DMs. You know?
Yo, man, so yeah, let's wrap it up. But oh yeah, TI is coming up. How what?
I'm telling y'all, that's gonna be a dope show. TI's got so many hits that you forgot.
Yeah. Clap back. Was it Clapback or what?
I have no idea what Clapback is, because the only Clapback that came to mind was John.
No, when he had a song about back or clap or something. I'm not a big T.I. fan. In fact, I'm not a T.I. fan at all, but I'm going to go to that show anyhow.
Justin Timberlake joint that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Was huge. Yeah. That Rihanna joint, Live Your Life. You're going to be... When he's gonna be like, why you wanna go and do that, lover? Like, he's got so many hits that you just don't remember yet.
Yeah.
Cause he's been around for a hot minute.
He's been around, dog.
And like, just some people just didn't know it was him.
Yeah, not that I care, but Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj is coming down.
Nicki Minaj is dope, dog.
Yeah, so you say. It's cool. That's cool.
You didn't listen to Pink Print, did you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not even a single Nicki Minaj album, dog.
At all.
Nah.
So what are you basing your opinion on, though?
Of me saying, well, I'm just saying she's coming down. There's nothing to base anything on. I'm just saying she's coming down, and I don't care.
But I said she's dope, and you said, according to you.
Yeah, according to
that's
you,
as though you don't agree.
No, I'm saying according to you. I don't know.
Why don't you know? Why don't you listen to these people, dog?
Who, Nicki Minaj?
Like anybody. Like if a person is making
music. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj raps, dog. When she's featured on Monster and all that, Kanye's joint, she raps, dog. She goes in.
But...
She was, but then his songs, it's like, it's too pop for me. I can't dance with that.
Yeah, but that's the songs that come out like as singles. You didn't listen to the album, though.
What's on the album?
Yo.
But are we forgetting what singles are for, dog? Singles are for to make us to go buy the albums.
In 2016.
I'm just saying in the true essence.
In 2016.
Yeah.
You know, like the genre we're working with, singles are not made... Singles are made for the mainstream. Singles are made for the people who don't listen to rap to go and buy the album. But you as a person who listens to rap, it's like a mixtape. Mixtapes are made for things that like you really about. And then when you do the album, you add on those corporate things that don't make
you know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but for me, dog, Nicki Minaj, no, dog. The singles was like, nah, I'm not gonna. But what I like, there's a couple of songs from her that in my all-time top 20. Like that song with Drake where...
All-time top 20? Damn.
Yeah, dog.
I mean, why did you... I don't understand. You've got a person who's in your all-time top 20.
Nope. Nope. Just like with Eminem. I don't mess with Eminem at all.
New Eminem or old Eminem?
All Eminem. He's never been that guy for me.
You don't listen to Marshall Mathers LP?
I listen to it, but he's not that. But I can let me give you this. Infinite, his first mixtape, is in my top 10 albums and mixtapes of all time. If not top 5. But I don't mess with him at all. He's just that guy that's for me. Like, ah,
you man. Sound like you like some weird stuff, dog.
For me?
Yeah. Infinite was cool.
Dog, I like weird stuff. Dog. If I had to tell you what I listen to, like, personally, on it's some other stuff, dog. Like, the stuff that I talk about here is not really what I listen to. It's not.
So, what are you listening to?
It's not, dog.
But you have to listen to the stuff we talk about here.
I listen to everything. Just to have it. I listen to
you
everything.
You don't? Because you didn't listen to Nicki Minaj.
Yes, I didn't listen to Nicki Minaj.
What
yes.
song was in your all-time top 20, you said again?
The song with Drake.
Which one?
This one where there's a fairy godmother in the video.
Oh, Moment for Life.
Yeah, that song is yours. That song is heat, dog. That song is heat.
Do you think that song is heat?
Yeah.
She's got way more heat, though.
Yeah, I'll let you have that. I'm cool. I'll let you have that. If I get a ticket to the concert, I'm going to give it to you. Don't worry. You got a ticket.
So you're not going to go to the concert?
Ah, yes. It's on a Thursday. Yeah, I haven't checked the dates. That's how much of a, so much of a Nicki Minaj friend I am.
I didn't even know when it was.
It's on a Thursday,
it's on a Thursday.
Yeah, it is. It's on a Thursday.
You're a closeted Nicki Minaj fan, dog.
I am.
You probably listen to Nicki Minaj.
I probably have, and I probably didn't. I don't know. I don't know. We'll never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so at least some internationals coming through.
Yeah, that's. Who else is coming?
It's Kevin Hart. I don't know. I know that's not rap.
Ah, those tickets are expensive, dog. $2,000 or so.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I gotta let that one pass, dog.
Yeah.
Hopefully it comes out on DVD. Let that one pass. Right, dog.
But yeah.
But Savannah, if you're listening, come on. We out here. Come on.
But yeah, hip hop, you didn't give us a good month. So
yeah, it's a weak month, hey.
That's why we're just talking about ourselves right now.
Yeah, but you know what's cool though? It was a month full of nothing. At least it's not like that other month when we were pissed off
because it was bad stuff. That was
bad stuff. At least there was nothing,
I guess. It's
but that's not a good thing because y'all have been lazy.
But it's the start of the year. I guess they're waiting for the students to come.
And then what?
And then the business is booming.
Like they should warm it up now. So the students like, yo, I want to go there for that.
You think?
Yeah, dog.
You know how dudes are.
Ah, dog.
It's like when you have a party and you're like, guys, come to the party. And they say, are there girls there? And you're like, nah. It's like, nah. You know? So they're waiting on the students. And then they're like, yo, now it's time
your
to show
students
up.
Make up a huge percentage of this market, dog. A huge one.
Yep.
I understand. I understand why they wait for students. They
yep. That's why if you're a rapper, you should be doing like some campus tours.
Yeah, hey.
Especially in February.
Campus tours.
You should be doing some campus. I remember AKA did campus tours like way back.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Campus tours like need a sponsor, I think.
Of course.
Most guys do it with a sponsor.
Of
so if you can get a sponsor to do that, man, do it. And then otherwise you just go, you know, get
but some. But if you can, like if you can pay for it yourself,
go there, go to that thingy, get permission, plug up your stuff on campus,
and
do it, man.
And besides, like most campuses have like a week and they have like performances.
Yo, it goes
so
down in a week,
on.
Dog. Just get on, dog. Just get on. I know YFM has a thing a day at all week.
You see what I'm saying?
Why? Of course, at all week, it's different days, it's different people.
Yeah.
Man. Be on the lookout,
so
dog. Be on the lookout. We can't spoon feed you, dog.
Put yourself out there. Just, like, because that's straight to your market.
Yes. Immerse yourself into this thing.
They might just look at you.
Yes.
They might do nothing at all.
But you'll be that guy that they booed. At least they remember you.
I don't.
They remember you,
I guess.
Oh, here's the guy we booed. And then next time, let's hear what he has.
No, but if I booed you, I'm not gonna listen.
Yeah, you're not gonna listen. But then next time, do you take an L and then you go sit? Yo, I was booed. Yo, it's the end of me. Yo,
no, you don't have to. You can.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, don't take it like people get booed all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody got booed, dog. Everybody gets booed.
Yeah.
Everybody, even some cats that are popular now, they still get booed. in other towns, you know.
True.
So you getting booed, it's not
as long as, like, even if you win, like, smash. Two fans.
Yeah. Dog, it's better than nothing, dog.
But yeah, man.
It's better than your friends that are guessing you up, telling you that your stuff is hot while it's not.
Those are the worst.
Yes.
I've
heard yes men around you.
And yes men. And I think South African rappers
They have a lot of yes men.
Well, let me say, there's a lot of South African rappers with yes men.
With yes men. Yes.
Because there's some lines. Yo, that man, like,
if you say that this is not hot, then you're not going to the club tonight. Then you have to pay. You're not getting in with us.
It's tough, dog.
The pegs will stop coming, dog. If you be like, yo, even if it's for the good.
I don't know, man. I don't want no yes men around me.
Exactly, dog. Exactly.
That's why I roll with you.
Yeah.
I roll with you because I know you're going to be on some, yo.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you yell at me all the time, dog. Yo, guys, this guy's a bully. He bullies me, dog. Bullies me, dog. Yo,
on that note, I'm going to give y'all a debut. Right.
Hold up.
Wait, let me ask about Fred Peck, dog. Oh, ask away.
What's happening with Fred Peck this year, dog?
We'll let you know when something's happening.
Do you know what you're doing again?
What do you mean?
Cutting me off.
I'm not.
It happens all the time. Let's go.
Yo, but I understand why you want to do that. I understand why you want to do that, son. Come on.
Go.
Yo.
This
is the production debut.
Yeah.
Of the unknown, underrated bass master.
Yeah.
Bass god.
Oh, damn.
Bass with god. Two S's, though, not bass, like.
Yeah. Like, not yeah, MTV bass.
No, yeah. Bass god.
Damn. Oh, do you know what else they call me?
What? Why are you giving it away that it's you?
Ah, damn, my skis. They call me Mr. Shazam that. Shout out to Reason. He calls me that, Mr. Shazam that. Ah, dog, I skis, dog.
Java Skola on the beat.
Pepe, pepe, pepe. Yo, this is the first. It's the intro to my EP. I don't know when it's coming out, but then that's what it is. Yeah, it's called Meta.
Yo.
Yeah.
Episode 5 out.
We out.
Boom.
See you in March. Shout out to my moms. As always.